You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time to get action with Action Station Aotearoa, the segment where we chat with the people campaigning for a fairer future.
Cabbage, mull, buds, dak, smoke, skunk, hash, chronic, grass, pot, cannabis. It's the fourth most used recreational drug in New Zealand, coming in behind caffeine, alcohol and tobacco. Back in 2020, alongside the general election, voters were asked in a non-binding referendum whether they supported a proposed cannabis legalisation and control bill. The vote was a close vote to no, opposing the legalisation of cannabis by only a thin margin. Currently, medicinal cannabis is available via prescription, but cannabis otherwise remains illegal to use, distribute, or produce. For this week's Get Action, I spoke to Patrick and Colden from the Referendum's 2026 campaign on their petition to legalise cannabis and reform drug laws and policing in Aotearoa, New Zealand. So starting off, it looks like there's kind of two parts to your petition, the first being cannabis legalisation and the second being wider drug reform. So starting off, why should we be interested in legalising cannabis?
So I'd say the idea of legalising cannabis comes from a few things. The main thing is that when you look back to the original 2020 referendum, it was actually like a razor-thin vote. Like, the margin between the yes and no vote was super close, to the point where since that time and for a few years now, the number of people who pushed it over to the no vote are no longer with us for a variety of reasons, for example, which meant that if it were to happen today, then it would quite easily push over to the yes vote. And second of all, that was back when Jacinda Ardern was in government, and it was a lot of understanding that if she was to actually take a stance in favour of cannabis legalisation, drug reform, then it would have easily passed as well. So there's just that whole idea that there has always been a strong appetite for cannabis legalisation, but there was just too many people on the fence about it who otherwise would have probably been pushed towards it, And the fact is that quite a big majority, well, quite a big chunk of New Zealanders have at the very least experimented with cannabis before. I believe something like over 15% of Aotearoa and specifically 30% of Māori have used, in 2024 alone, used cannabis that was obtained through illegal markets. And I believe something like 80% of New Zealanders over the age of 21 have tried cannabis at least once in their lives before. So there is definitely a lot of support underground, at the very least, of supporting cannabis. But I think the fact that it remains illegal, and I'm sure Colden would agree, is what promotes its, the stigma against it, based on historical factors and old traditions, especially, cultural stigma as well, that I think keeps illegal,
Yeah, so you mentioned how, again, that was a very razor-thin margin on the referendum. I've got the numbers here, and it was 50.7% who opposed its legalisation and 48.4% who supported. So a very close result. But you mentioned how I think a lot of that opposition to it was influenced by Jacinda Ardern not personally taking a position. Now, with the current government, the National Party has historically not supported legalisation. Do you think that the government coming out against it might kind of play into the opposition against it if we were to run that referendum again?
I think it's definitely one factor. But the government is not the only entity that gets to influence public opinion. And since the last referendum, a really significant report has come out of the New Zealand Drug Foundation, which is a large body of researchers on the topic, that has recommended not just the legalization of cannabis for recreational purposes, but also widespread reform to controlled substance laws. But that was a really well-researched report that shows that there's a really strong public health basis for the legalization of cannabis based on a lot of research that has been done overseas and also in Aotearoa, that it is beneficial to large number of New Zealanders who currently use cannabis sort of through illicit means, beneficial to their health and also beneficial to the health of the wider public if it were to be legalized for recreational use. Even if the government doesn't support this sort of change in legislation, we think there is widespread support among the public and among other organizations and sources of information.
Yeah, and I mean, as part of your petition, you have pointed towards expunging the records of low-level cannabis-related charges from past convictions, dropping those sentences as well. And you've also pointed towards better policing, where police can't or police shouldn't be able to search property or people on suspicion of cannabis production or intent to illicitly distribute cannabis. We've recently seen in the last 6 months roadside drug testing start to get introduced. And from the 1st of July, we're going to see THC, meth, MDMA, and cocaine testing, where police will be able to stop any driver anytime, anywhere, and do those roadside drug tests. How would that mesh with that side of your petition towards the better policing and justice side of it?
Despite the large amount of research that has shown that these tests are not actually effective at necessarily capturing impaired drivers, as well as a lot of them just not being that effective at reducing people's appetite to use those drugs anyway, we don't really support this rollout by the government. But yeah, obviously, I think that points to the other big aspect of cannabis legalization, which is the social justice aspect, where a lot of people suffer major changes to their life and career opportunities because of something that is actually just really widespread and culturally acceptable, you know, despite it being against the law. I think most cultural groups, especially among young people, it's not considered to be really a big evil to use some cannabis. But meanwhile, if you do get caught by the police, and of course it is disproportionately Māori and members of minority groups who are being targeted by the police and going through the justice system for these kind of things, it has these really terrible impacts on your opportunities later in life, and can even, you know, really impact people's families and things. So I think a change in the legality of marijuana also needs to be accompanied with some attempts to right the wrongs of people who have been convicted in the past for low-level drug offenses, and yeah, obviously just a change to the way that police approach controlled substances as a whole. For example, not being able to search people's property on account of suspicion, and things like that, that, you know, even under legalization, if the police still have those privileges, it can continue to be used for the oppression of minority groups. So we would like to see a change in policing as well as a change in the controlled substance laws.
Yeah, and kind of pivoting from that, I guess, to your wider drug reform proposed policies that are part of your petition, there's quite a focus on transparency in policing on that side of it. Why did you focus on that aspect of drug reform?
The reason for that is pretty much that there are a lot of low-level offences that are rooted in unwarranted, like unjustified searches for cannabis when there is no substantiated evidence to suggest otherwise. So as a result, you know, the police are going to exist whether we want them to or not, right? So, and, you know, they may continue to abuse their power regardless. But what we at the very least would like to see is some sort of mechanism, some sort of evidence to try and make, you know, make that less viable for them to do. So, for example, photographic evidence of cannabis on possessed by someone would at the very least be required. And also, you know, and documenting illicit transactions to also prove, to back these charges up against cannabis users as well, if they were to believe that it was to be illicitly distributed, because, of course, we wouldn't want any charges against anyone for personal possession, obviously. And then also it should, you know, just in general be made more transparent to the public, such as through public records as well. Like that can easily be identified by anyone, and therefore there wouldn't be a miscarriage in justice when it comes to the police executing their power against people who are to distribute cannabis and drugs in general in an illegal manner.
It's essentially to give people who believe they may have been a victim of discrimination that the opportunity and the information to sort of push back against that in a court of law, that's all.
So kind of targeting that loophole of, oh, I can smell cannabis, therefore.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And of course that often gets unfairly, disproportionately targeted against minority groups and also Māori.
So looking forward, what are the next steps for your campaign?
I will definitely field this one, and I'm glad you've asked, because we do have a rally that is coming up in a couple of Mondays from now on the 20th of April. This will be at 12 p.m. at the Frank Kitts Park, near the Wellington waterfront. And we want to try and bring out as much of a crowd as we can, because we understand this is, of course, in the middle of the day when people might be on their lunch breaks from work or between classes from uni. So, for example, if they were to be coming past the Frank Kitts Park at that time, then we would definitely invite them to come out and join us. We'll be having a few speakers, you know, be doing a rally to talk about the injustices of illegal cannabis and the effects that this has on people. I intend to be emceeing for this event as well, and we will be doing a few other events that lead up to it, such as sign making and banner making in preparation, so people can see that it's going to be quite a substantial event in favor of legalizing cannabis. And of course, we chose the date, the 20th of April, deliberately because, 420, right? So yeah, if you happen to be around the Frank Kitts area at 12 p.m. on the 20th of April, then please come along to this. And again, we also have our petition, so we also highly would love that if you were to sign that as well.
That was Patrick and Colden from the Referendum 2026 campaign on their petition to legalise cannabis and reform drug laws and policing. You can find their petition on the Action Station website or via the link in the bio for this interview on our BCast page.
That was Get Action with Action Station Aotearoa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.